Miranda McCreary is going to be jumping for Smyrna against Kelsey Smith, and the tip is up and controlled by the Golden Eagles. And coming up with it is Shernita Smith. Right side, it goes over to Martin, and in the corner to Smith, back to Martin. Smyrna in a zone, probably a wise move here. And the pass goes back out. Martin takes a look at it. Now McDonald will shoot it, and it's off the rim, no good. Smith underneath for the rebound, lays it up and in, got great position. 2-0 Shelbyville. Ball taken away by Shernita Smith, lays it up, and it's no good, and going to be out of bounds. It'll belong to Shelbyville, and an early turnover there by the Bulldogs. Fortunately for Smyrna, they missed the shot. Here's the lob into Smith, drives, puts up a little running eight-footer, off the rim, no good, rebound, picked up Smyrna. Bolton has it, gives it over to Kayla Hunt, going to drive with the left hand, now gives it off in the corner. There's a long shot from McIntyre, it's no good, rebound, coming up with it is some Hunt. Treasure Hunt, jump shot, no good, rebound, Shelbyville. Treasure Hunt, I love the name. Treasure and Kayla. Treasure is a freshman. McDonald open for three. Long one. No good. Rebound and out of bounds and not saved by Kayla Hunt. It'll be Shelbyville's ball underneath their basket. 2-0. Shelbyville early. Shernita Smith will throw it in. Gives it to Jones. She's got some great moves, and what a great feed that was. Inside it goes to Horner for the basket.
Great underhanded pass there in traffic. She was double teamed, saw the person down low for the shot. That was a great assist.
Great eye, great look. Hunt has it. Kayla has it, right side for Smyrna, going right to left. And a 3-second violation called on Smyrna. It's turnover number two for the Bulldogs. And Shelbyville has a 4-0 lead with 6:36 to go here in the first. John Dingens, Brian Barrett back with you after a long, long break. And ball's thrown away, and Smyrna comes up with it. Nice steal there by McIntyre.
Some of the listening audience may not think it's been long enough, but.
Wow, that's cold. Ball's thrown away, and Savannah says it's off of them, but it is not. It's off Savannah McIntyre. And it'll be Shelbyville's basketball leading 4-0 here. Long pass going out to Martin. Looks like she walked. To Smith, back to Martin. Open for three. She takes it, misses it. Misses everything. Rebound picked up. Treasure Hunt. Hunt out to McIntyre, trying to work on the break. Thought it was a double dribble, but no call. And there's a foul, no call. And Hunt going to be open. And it's a three, a first Treasure bank three Hunt. From Treasure Hunt.
Well, that was what the doctor ordered right there for the Lady Bulldogs. They turned the ball over the previous two trips down and just needed that to get off the snide.
Trapping going on here by the Lady Bulldogs. Gives it out to McDonald, who has not hit one yet. And we're just glad to see that happen, actually. And that one misses as well. It goes off the guy wire, and it'll be Smyrna's basketball. Now the Golden Eagles put pressure on in the backcourt. McIntyre bounces it back out to Smyrna. That goes to Kayla Hunt. Kayla, bounce pass, great work. McCreary has an open shot and takes it, a bank shot from
Miranda
about 5 feet.
McCreary.
Well, Miranda, what she did, John, is she stopped and she faked, and that fake took both defenders off their feet, and she had a wide open shot.
And now a foul going to be called. I think McIntyre picks it up. It's 5-4 Smyrna if you just
foul
joined us. Early here in the first quarter.
Her first foul.
First foul.
Team's first.
And the first foul of the night. Bree McDonald has it. She dribbles to the right side. Now loops it across to Martin. Back to Smith. Good ball movement. Now she travels. Turnover Shelbyville. That's their second. And chance for Smyrna to build their lead here. Are you surprised so far here, Brian, on this early?
I'm surprised that they're not shooting the ball as well as they did the other night, although they were playing at home, talking about Shelbyville.
And there's a scramble for a loose ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. It'll go to Smyrna. A little sloppy ball handling that time by the Lady Bulldogs. They get away with it, however, and get the ball back. They'll throw it in, leading 5-4. Still early. Kayla Hunt has it. Kayla, one of the veterans on this team, she's a junior. There aren't many seniors on this squad. And gets a nice pick that time, but doesn't take it by Bolton. Lob pass, intercepted by Martin. Here come the Lady Golden Eagles. To Smith, and they'll set it back up to Martin. Gives over in the corner to Horner. Now McDonald takes a couple of dribbles with the left hand. scoots it out to Martin, who's open, misses the shot. Horner brings down the rebound for Shebeville. And now Hunt tries to make a steal, but it's going to be off her hands and out of bounds. And it'll be Shebeville's ball. They trail 5-4, 4:21 to go in the first.
They're 2 of 7 shooting from the field tonight.
McDonald going to keep putting it up there. No good. Rebound, Kelsey Smith. Weak side rebound for Smith. She has 4, and they regain the lead 6-5.
It doesn't matter how many shots you miss. If she's going to be that wide open underneath the basket, they're going to hit those every time.
When you work that zone, if they can sneak in, it's hard to block out playing a zone. Long jumper this time by Kayla Hunt's no good. Bolton comes down with it and throws it away. However, I think it's going to be, well, they say it's off Smyrna. I thought maybe Smith had touched that last, but they say Kayla Hunt did. Michael Webb, one of the officials here tonight. Smith throws it into McDonald, now back to Smith. 6-5, Shebeville. 3:44 to go in the first. McDonald finally cans one from the left side.
Green, McDonald.
And she has 2. We don't want her to get hot. 8-5, Eagles. Bounce pass, Hunt goes over to McIntyre. McIntyre gets a screen, stops, shoots, and hits from about 15 feet.
McIntyre.
Well, that one was a beautiful shot right there, rubbed off the screen.
8-7, Smyrna trails by 1. Shebeville with the basketball. Martin going to shoot from way outside and too hard off the glass. Rebound comes up with it. It's Treasure Hunt over to Kayla Hunt. Back to Treasure. Gets a pick. Nice pick by McCrary. Working one-on-one. Now gives it back out to Kayla. Hunt driving. Going to drive all the way in. Throws up a little lob shot. And she is pushed and fouled.
Foul is on Sarah Beth Martin.
And Martin commits the personal.
Her first foul.
And it looks like Chiefs going first. For the line for shooting 2 will be Kayla Hunt. Chance to tie this thing up with 2:49 to go here in the first. 8-7 Shebeville.
The zone defense has really worked well for Smyrna tonight, challenging the outside shooters. And they've hit one, but they have no threes and just hit one long shot. So
I really think that's
been effective, an effective points. Defense for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs tonight.
Brooklyn Blanchard comes in and taking a seat to Treasure Hunt. She may be shaken up a little bit or a little winded. Second free throw is missed by Kayla Hunt. Rebound, Kelsey Smith. And they've kept Kelsey relatively quiet as well. McDonald in the corner. Ball stolen away, but it's going to be off of Smyrna. It'll be Shebeville's ball. Still leading at 8-7 over the Bulldogs. Smith right side. McDonald shoots a 3. Short. Rebound. And all the way in is Smith. They didn't block her out, but she misses the layup. Over to Blanchard for Smyrna. They're running. Gives it back out. McIntyre open for 3. Yes! McIntyre with the first bank three, and it's 10-8 Smyrna.
3-point basket.
That was a thing of beauty.
They've hit their last 4 shots in a row.
Smith, inside it goes. Kelsey Smith, layup good, and she's fouled. So Smith picks up her 6th point.
Fouls on Miranda McCrary.
And Miranda McCrary picks up the foul. It ties the score up at 10.
Smith.
And Kelsey Smith goes to the free throw line. Chance for Shebeville to regain the lead. The toss is up. It's good. Smith with 7, and it's 11-10 Shebeville. 2:12 to go here in the first quarter. Hunt walks across the timeline. Kayla, Treasure is on the bench. Blanchard drives with the left hand, gives to McIntyre, open again. Yes, again.
Savannah
first bank McIntyre. 3 for Savannah McIntyre. She has 8. She's on fire.
I'm just amazed at their shooting. They're 5 of 7 and 3 threes, Smyrna.
She's feeling it right now. McDonald throws it away. McIntyre makes the steal. She's got a basket, only one to stop her, Smith, and she's going to have a blocking foul called on her. McIntyre's going to go to the free throw line. And Smyrna has a 13-11 lead and a chance to build on it at 1:39 mark here in the first.
Her first foul, team's second.
Brian, they're getting really wide open McIntyre looks. You know, that's the key. And McCrary has made a couple of great screens. Free throw is good by McIntyre. She leads everybody with 9. The lead is 3. Second one is missed. Rebound blocked out well by Horner. Go give to Smith, to McDonald. McDonald stops, fakes a 3, now gives it back out to Smith. At the top of the circle, he goes to Horner. Now back out to Smith. Left side, McDonald. Gonna gun one. Bottom.
A three for McDonald. 3-point basket.
Well, she has five.
You're going to have to expect a pretty good shooting team is going to give up some outside shots if you're going to play zone, and that's the first one tonight.
14-14 our score, 108 to go in the first quarter. Smyrna with the basketball. Right side it goes to Kayla Hunt, to Blanchard in the corner. Now they find McCreary wide open. Good pass, misses the shot. Rebound picked up Smith for Shebeville. Loses control of the basketball, now gives it out to Horner. Long pass, McDonald, open again. Good again.
McDonald
lighting it up now. She has eight. And it's 17-14. The biggest lead of the night for either team is three, and Shebeville has it with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Left side it goes to Bolton. Back out. Now back to Bolton. Allie gives it off to Blanchard. Blanchard's a good-looking player, too, Brian. She came off the bench. She's done well. Lob into McCreary. Back to Bolton. McIntyre for a long three. Yes, sir!
Whoa.
Give it to her again.
3-point
a first bank three. She has 12 points in the first quarter.
Just trying to give her some water.
McDonald trying to match it. Misses it. Rebound. Kayla Hunt for Smyrna. 1 second left. And doesn't get a shot off in time, but what an exciting first quarter. Our score, Shebeville 17, Smyrna 17. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue. And Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid, and on Memorial down from VA.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors get a free taco, State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts. And don't forget the First Bank pregame show, First Bank, where you matter most.
Brian, if you wear your team colors, you could get mugged in there.
I could.
Jumper by Martin. What team are you going to pick? Are you talking about Big Blue?
I would probably my MTSU shirt.
That was on Reed Warner.
Three Horner just committed an offensive foul, which is good news for Smyrna. They get the ball. 17-17 if you just joined us as we start the second quarter. John Diggins along with Brian Barrett here from Smyrna High School. Sean Middleton, head coach of the Smyrna Bulldogs. Allison Clark for Shebeville. Mindy McCreary. Well, we know about her. Miranda McCreary. Jumper's no good. She gets in the news. Mindy McCreary, the singer.
She's been in the news.
Yeah,
for a
she's
while.
Been in the news. McDonald, long jumper off the rim, no good. She has really taken a lot of shots tonight. Kelsey Smith is not seeing the ball much. McIntyre gives it off. They leave Hunt open. Kayla misses it. Rebound. Horner brings it down. Gives it out to McDonald. Shebeville running. These girls are running up and down the court pretty quickly at this point. In the corner to Martin. Shebeville, now McDonald has it. Back to Martin. Gives it inside to Smith and puts it up and in from the right side. Just from the right block, Kelsey Smith, who quietly has 9 points. And Shebeville regains the lead, 19-17, with 6:43 to go here in the first half.
They look better to me than they did against Oakland. I mean, they're not shooting the ball as well, but they've got more players contributing.
There's a ball tipped away off of Kayla Hunt, and Smith comes down with it for Shebeville. One-on-one, stop, shoots, 12-footer, no good. Smith comes down with a rebound. I think they're going to call Kelsey for the foul, and they do. Her first.
Kelsey Smith.
And it'll be Smyrna's basketball, trailing by two.
Santa bring you everything you wanted for Christmas?
I didn't. You know, my wife and I decided not to get each other anything this year.
Save it all for the grandbaby, huh?
No, we bought a dog for our daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And our granddaughter, and our son-in-law is the one who wanted it.
Wow.
So Brett's got a new dachshund puppy, 7 weeks old. And don't be crying on my shoulder about it, because I don't want the dog in my house. I've been there, done that. 19-17, Smyrna. The cute little puppy, though. Inside it goes to McCreary. That's a great feed. McCreary can't buy one right now. That was another good shot, though. McDonald lobs it over to Smith at the corner. Sweeps it across to the left side to Kelsey Smith. Way hard, no good. Rebound. Picked up Bolton for Smyrna. Gives it off to Kayla Hunt. To Treasure Hunt. She shoots the three and hits it. First bank three from Treasure Hunt.
Well, that one barely rippled the net there. That was beautiful.
She has six. They're popping some threes tonight, some first bank threes.
That's their fifth.
Kelsey Smith, right side for Shevable. Inside to Horner. Tries to shoot over McCreary, and it's blocked. Rebound, McCreary. Coming down with it, gives it off to Hunt. 20-19, Smyrna with a one-point lead and a chance to get a bigger lead. Smith steals it away. From the blind side, and Smith goes up, misses the layup. Well, we've seen that a lot tonight. Kayla Hunt comes down with it for Smyrna. Races down to the corner. Gives it to McIntyre, short. Rebound, Smith. Tries to get it out, and they're going to call a foul, and I think Savannah got her. Trying to get that outlet pass going.
Fouls on McIntyre.
Her second. And we've got changes foul for Smyrna now.
For Smyrna, number five, Bree Patterson.
Katie Britton going to come in.
Katie Britton.
And Bree Patterson going to come in for Smyrna.
This Friday, it's Oakland at Riverdale here on the radio. Laverne at Blackman, Smyrna at Siegel. All district action, the Christian School at Cascade, Eagleville at Moore County, and York Institute at Central Magnet this coming Friday night.
Horner to McDonald, and a three is good.
Three, McDonald.
She's really started to heat up, Brian. She has 11.
Well, I'm not sure if that's going to bring them out of their zone. At some point, if they continue to hit those, it will have to.
22-20, Shevable. I think as long as they can stay close, they may not come out of it. Katie Britton trying to pick a screen for Treasure Hunt. High post, it goes to Britton. Now over in the corner to Patterson. Bree has it, throws it away. McDonald comes up with it. Hard to throw through the passing lanes. Shevable has it. McDonald dribbles with the left hand, stops running jumpers. Too hard. Rebound picked up this time. Britton. And a fight for it, as also coming into this ball game, which I failed to mention, was Aaron Reeves, who ties her up.
Foul is on Katie Britton.
John, on your her Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Ayers Riverdale four girls lead Columbia 15-3 at the end of the first quarter. Riverdale 15, Columbia 3 at the end of the first quarter. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard here, it's 22-20, Shelbyville.
Lady Warriors off to a good start. McDonald has it for Shevable. Just stops, guns, bottom.
Three.
In her
McDonald
face, too, for that three.
Wow.
She looks a lot better, although she got off to a slow start. She just kept popping it, and now she's got the rhythm going. Treasure Hunt to McIntyre. Inside it goes to Britton, and it's thrown away, knocked away by Aaron Reeves, who's given Shevable a little spark. And got a timeout going to be called by the Golden Eagles, and gives us time to talk about our good friends Bobby Bug and Stan Vaught of Bob Parks Realty and Auction.
Well, they're the auction team there. Bob Bug, Stan Vaught, experienced, professionally trained, just like that new Dachshund puppy. Will be professionally trained, I'm sure.
Well, not yet.
Potty trained, getting there. They utilize the auction process to sell your property, of course. The auction team there, recognized around the Southeast as the industry leader. People come to Bob and Stan to ask them, how do you make this work? And they put their experience and the technology behind the auction to put you in the driver's seat, bring buyers to you. That's exactly what you want in an auction. Stan Vaught, Bob Bug, Auctioneers, Bob Parks Auction Company, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Shevable has a five-point lead here and 3:37 to go in the quarter. McIntyre puts up a little floater that won't go. Rebound, Britton fighting for it. It won't go. Rebound now on the floor. Great pass from Hunt to McIntyre. The layup is good. Stole the ball, and Treasure Hunt just saw her out of the corner of her eye. And McIntyre has 14, and that was a big basket. Cuts the lead to three. Shevable has the ball. Smith to Kelsey Smith. Oh, great move. And she floats through there and gets the basket and is also fouled. And they're going to give the basket to Kelsey Smith.
Foul is on Katie Britton.
Katie Britton commits the foul. And that is her second. And Kelsey Smith has 11. And a chance to add to that here at the free throw line. Coming into the ball game now is, McCrary's back in. And the free throw is up and it is no good. Rebound, McIntyre gives it off to Kayla Hunt. Horner, Reeves, Smith, and Bain now in for Shebaville, along with Smith. McIntyre gives it off to Blanchard. Left side it goes. Treasure Hunt drives, and now a little push foul is going to be called, I think, Horner or Reeves, one of the two. 27-22 Shebaville with 2:52 to go here in the first half. The foul was on Reeves. And Smyrna going to throw it in. Savannah McIntyre leading the way with 14 points here for Smyrna. Lob pass goes out to Kayla Hunt. Big basket attempt here. And Kayla puts it up, floats in the lane, no good. Rebound picked up Horner to Reeves. And they give it out to Bain. Kimmy Bain, a sophomore guard, brings it up to McDonald. Oh, she threw the ball away. And Kayla Hunt going to come up with it. Drives all the way in and lays it off the glass. Good. Big turnover and a big break for Smyrna.
Well, McDonald threw the pass, and her opposing guard there just picked it off.
Didn't look for it, did she, the return pass? Right side, Kelsey Smith drives baseline. Being guarded, picked up by McCrary, or Bolton, that is. In the corner, McDonald. Oh, my. Oh, my. McDonald with another three. She has 17 first half points.
Well, that's back-to-back-to-back threes for the Eaglettes.
30-24, Shebaville with 1:56 to go in the first half. Kayla Hunt has it, and now they bring McDonald out front in front of that zone defense they're playing. And McDonald pretty imposing. She's probably, what, 6 foot, 6'1"? McIntyre has it to Treasure Hunt, or make that Kayla Hunt. They got McCrary wide open underneath. Puts it up, backs it off the glass. Good. Oh, I was hoping they'd see her, and they did. 30-26. Shebaville's lead cut to four.
Miranda, a pretty big target down there in the paint, too. And that was a good feed, good patience there to break the zone.
Pass right side goes to Kelsey Smith. Now cross court to Bain, to McDonald. They're really putting more pressure out front on McDonald. Kelsey Smith, jump pass, tipped away by McIntyre. So a 1:11 to go here in the first half, 30-26 Shebaville. We've had a great first half here. Bain to McDonald. See if they play for the last shot, Brian. McIntyre on her, right side it goes Kelsey Smith. Lob pass McDonald, left open again for just a second. This time misses. Rebound, McCrary tipped it, gives it over to Kayla Hunt. Smyrna wanting to run. McIntyre, right side, gives it back out to Hunt. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Hunt to Treasure Hunt. Gets a screen from Sis. Right side, McIntyre gets a screen again. Now finds McCrary down low, spins, puts it up with the right hand, too hard. Good move, missed the shot. McCrary back, gets her own rebound, however, and Hunt drives baseline and now push on Shebaville, and it will be their seventh foul.
Fouls on Reeves, her second foul.
And Kings the second foul finished. On Aaron Reeves. Make that, I'm sorry, that was incorrect.
Well, one official did
six,
say one and one, but that's only number six.
Board was wrong, I think. Kayla Hunt lobs it over to Treasure. Gets a screen from McCrary. Running a little high-low there. And kind of forced that shot from the corner was Treasure Hunt. And now a fight for the ball on the floor. And Allie Bolton and Horner are going to be battling it out. And the possession error gives it to Smyrna. Hunt will throw it in. 22 seconds to go. Smyrna trails by four. Hunt from the corner, too hard. Rebound, McDonald. Now Shebaville with a chance to get the last basket. Hunt all over McDonald. Gives it to the high post to Horner. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now to Bain. Looks for help. Gives it to McDonald with 4 seconds. Long jumpers. Good by Brianna McDonald. And that's what you didn't want to see as they end the half. The score here at halftime, Shebaville 33 and Smyrna 26. And we'll be back with all the halftime stats as we continue with State Farm Prep Basketball right here on WGNS. Smyrna trails by 7.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Come in. And welcome back. Halftime here with the score 33-26. The Smyrna girls trail the Shepherdville Golden Eagles by 7 points. And Bree McDonald's had quite a game for the Golden Eagles, as has Savannah McIntyre for the Smyrna Bulldogs. More about that in a minute. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, Reeve Sane Drugstore, Prentice Orthopedic and Air, the First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. And that's where we will be this Saturday at 9 o'clock for the Prentice Orthopedic and Air Coach's Corner. We'll return after our two-week hiatus and for about another 25,000 shows. And we will have then, followed by Cougar Corner at 11 from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. So we got a lot going on. Of course, Friday night basketball as well. Oakland Riverdale, Battle of the Borough basketball style, Brian.
How many thousand did you say?
I don't know. We got I lose count after January. They all just run together.
Well, we will have about 6 weeks of basketball, and then we will take the Saturday of the district tournament off.
Right.
And then we'll just kind of fill in with basketball and then do some softball or baseball for a while as well. One thing that we will do this year is not as many coaches' shows on Saturday, so we can bring you some actual softball and baseball action on Saturday mornings.
Oh, Saturday morning softball?
Yep.
In March? That should be fun.
Hopefully it will be from somewhere that has
an
indoor facility.
You're in such good mood when that happens.
I'm always in a good mood when that happens.
Oh, you're talking about an indoor facility. I mean, you know, like a place where we can be warm.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the plan. We want to be warm.
We talking to the coaches some, a little bit.
Yeah.
Too.
Kind of doing that a little differently because one thing that we have found is that it's more difficult to get coaches there, especially before district play starts, because they are playing so much on Saturdays, you know, in tournaments and things of that nature. So some local tournaments, maybe even Saturday afternoon, we'll be bringing you some of that action.
What is it? The Muhammad will go to the mountain, mountain will go to Muhammad, or whatever, you know, that kind of whatever that term is.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to them.
That's right.
Okay.
Instead of them coming to us.
Well, so. It was a great first half here tonight. Smyrna kind of hanging tough with Shebaville, although Bree McDonald is having one tremendous game, 20 points in the first half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes.
She's got all of them, man.
Yeah, and Savannah McIntyre has tried to match her. She has 3 first bank threes for a total of 14 points. They're the high scorers, but let's talk about team stats first. And I know the only person I could go to with that kind of knowledge and tremendous stats and just I don't know. It's just amazing the job you do. Brian, how about Reed?
Oh, I thought somebody else was here to do it with all that. Tonight, Shelbyville, 6 threes. They're 43% from the field, 12 of 28. 12 of 28, 6 threes, all of those by McDonald. Smyrna, 10 of 21, 48%, and 4 first bank threes for the Lady Bulldogs. So really not bad shooting from them either. That's why you've got a 33-26 game, and that McDonald hit a 3 from between the three-point arc and midcourt to end the first half of play. 12 rebounds apiece for both teams. 1 of 4 foul shooting, 25% for Smyrna. 1 of 2, 50% for Shelbyville. Turnovers about even as well. Smyrna with 7, Shelbyville with 5. So your big difference, those 2 extra threes and a few extra shots by the Golden Eaglettes. 33-26, Shelbyville leads. And we'll get the shooting stats brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks, Realtor, Sinet, PAG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies right now from John.
Kayla Hunt with 2 points for Smyrna. Treasure Hunt with 2 first bank threes for a total of 6. Savannah McIntyre with 14 points. She has 2 first bank, make that 3 first bank threes. Miranda McCreary has chipped in with 4 points for the Bulldogs. For Shebaville, it's Kelsey Smith with 11, McDonald with 20, and Horner with 2. They have 2 players. They have all but 2 points for them. And Kelsey Smith is kind of the inside girl. McDonald's the outside girl. And you talk about working it in and out. They've done a great job of that here in the first half. 33-26 our score. Those stats brought to you by Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll have the second half, our score. It's Shebaville 33, Smyrna 26, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Take it away, Tyler.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through Auto Owners Insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Join us for the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all for the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers, and Martin's Home and Garden. We're getting ready to start the second half here with a score of 33-26 Shebaville. And the starting lineups here in the second half brought to you by Sunette P. at Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies for Smyrna, Kayla and Treasure Hunt, Miranda McCrary, Allie Bolton, and Savannah McIntyre. For Shebaville, who have the ball here, Kelsey Smith, Bree McDonald, Horner. And a foul is called on McCrary, I believe. Shernita Smith is also in there, along with Aaron Reeves, for Shebaville.
Foul is on McCrary.
The foul is on Miranda McCrary, her second foul. Nobody in serious foul trouble at this juncture. Inside feed to McDonald, and just as I say that, we pick up another one. This one's either going to be Bolton. It is Bolton.
Foul is on Allie Bolton.
Allie's first.
First foul.
And going to the line will be Bree McDonald. What a first half she had. 20 points, six threes. Free throw is up, and it misses this one. Just starting the third quarter here. 33-26, Shebaville. Second one in and out. Rebound, good blocked out there by Bolton. And a foul on Horner as McCrary comes down with the rebound.
Foul is on Bree Horner.
Bree Horner, her first.
Team's first of the second half.
And Smyrna will bring it up. Kayla Hunt to bring it across the timeline. Smyrna trails by seven. They have the ball. Left side, it goes to Treasure Hunt. Going right to left now. Make that left to right. And the ball tipped away. Shernita Smith makes the steal. However, she steps on the out-of-bounds line. So Smyrna gets it back. There have been some instances where Smyrna has not protected the basketball very well. Hunt gives it to Kayla Hunt. Being guarded by Smith, and Shebaville in a man-to-man defense right now. A little give and go to Bolton, no. Treasure Hunt gets a pick from Allie. Doesn't take it, gives it over right side to Kayla Hunt. Kayla gives it out to Bolton left side. In the corner it goes to Treasure Hunt. Takes the jumper from the corner, good. And it's a three. First bank three, wasn't for sure, had to wait. Treasure Hunt with nine. She has all first bank threes. And the 33-29 lead as Smyrna cuts it. Smith going to drive all the way in and bank it off the glass. Nobody picked her up. And Shernita gets her first basket. 35-29, Shebaville. Smyrna with the basketball. The Lady Bulldogs staying tough, gets a nice pick, and Kayla misses the free throw. Or makes the make that the layup. McDonald has it. Right side it goes to Shernita Smith. Over in the corner to Kelsey Smith. Back out. Just playing a little catch. Now Kelsey Smith guns one and hits it for three. Kelsey Smith with 14.
Three-point basket.
She can do just about anything on a basketball floor. Kayla Hunt has it, brings it across the timeline for Smyrna. The lead now is nine. Treasure Hunt over the corner. We'd cut it to four, and already it's back to nine. Kayla dribbles, looking for somebody down low. McIntyre has it right side. Long pass over to Treasure Hunt. Treasure drives, great drive. Lays it up, misses the shot, rebound. Bolton off the window, good.
Allie Bolton.
That was an impressive drive and a great rebound by Allie Bolton. She has her first basket. Needed that one, 38-31, Shebaville. Smith from the corner. This one too hard, McIntyre blocks out well and gets the rebound. 5:23 to go here in the third quarter, 38-31, Shebaville. Treasure Hunt going to gun from way outside. No, rebound McDonald. Here come the Eagles. A three-on-one to Smith. Boy, when she gets it that low, she's deadly, misses it. McDonald fighting for the rebound. And, Brian, I think Smith may have tripped just a little bit or stepped on somebody as she was going up.
For Central, number five.
McDonald was there for the rebound.
Martin for Reeves.
And now some subs going to come in. And I think we've got a timeout. And with the score 38-31, Brian, tell us about some auctions.
Well, if you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyer to come to you. Bob Parks Auction, they'll go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com.
Hey, you know what we say, with Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. I want to remind folks, too, we had someone call in that said an accident or something that is causing traffic eastbound on 840 to back up. It's been at a standstill probably for about 45 minutes now or so, or this person who called in said they were in traffic. Going eastbound toward Lebanon at the Jefferson Pike Bridge. So keep that in mind if you're traveling around and about this evening. Avoid 840 going toward Lebanon.
Brian with a traffic update. McIntyre with a jumper. Really didn't get set on that shot. Rebound coming down with it, Shernita Smith. Lob into Sarah Beth Martin. She cannot handle it. Martin has come in, by the way, and she has taken Reeves' place. Here comes Kayla Hunt across the timeline for Smyrna. It's the two Hunt girls, McCrary, McIntyre, and Bolton. This man-to-man has given Smyrna a few more problems than the zone. Give and go into Bolton, ball stripped. Picked up, Kelsey Smith. Brings it up the court herself. Stops, drives, goes all the way in, and now she's hammered, and I think they're going to call that on McCrary, although Bolton was in there as well.
She's really challenging down low, and she's missed both of those that she's tried here in the second half. But
Kelsey Smith,
I wonder where Kelsey's going to go to school. She's a pretty good ball player.
Yeah, I think so. Trying to split the traffic there on that one and wound up getting hacked.
Free throw is good.
For 45.
She has 15 now, and the lead is 8 for Shebaville. Katie Britton comes in, and McCrary going to go out with some minor foul trouble. She has 3. Smith will get another. Man, I tell you, this is where Kelsey Smith really hurt Oakland a few weeks ago. Misses that free throw, however. Rebound, Britton. Gives it off to Kayla Hunt. The lead is 8, and I would think Brian Smyrna needs a basket.
Well, in the worst way. They need to get down low like that.
And that was a good pass. And that's nothing fancy about that. That play is hundreds and hundreds of years old right there.
Kelsey Smith,
pick and roll. Britton did it perfectly.
Second.
Couldn't get the shot off, but she's fouled and going to go to the free throw line. First one is up, and it's good. Britton has her first points.
Take the points any way you can get them, really.
That's exactly right. 7-point lead now for Shebaville. So we'd cut it to 6, in and out. And hustling down for the rebounds, Horner for Shebaville. Gives it off to Martin. Lob pass over to Smith. We'll set things up. Over to Martin, who's open. In and out, rebound, Britton. And now, got to be a foul. No, yes. I'll make up my mind in a minute, but there were two officials with two different hands going up.
Well, the one that was down there right in front of it is the one who called the foul. The official from the backside, who maybe did not have as good a view of that, was calling the jump ball at the same time.
Well, I'll say this. This is an excellent officiating crew. We've known them for years, and they do a great job. Two of them really veterans. Left side it goes to Treasure Hunt, trying to work one-on-one on Martin. Good defense there by Shebaville. Britton, right side it goes to McIntyre, now to Hunt. Open for a second, off the rim, no good, and it goes off Shebaville's hands, I believe. 39-32, we've been there for a little while. 3:18 to go here in the third quarter, and Shebaville with a 7-point lead.
Did have someone text me to say, could you please use a pirate voice when you mention Treasure Hunt?
Ark. Here's a lob into Treasure Hunt. Speak of Pirates. Oh, ball goes through Britton's legs, and hustling for it is Horner, and now jump ball, and it's going to be Smyrna's, fortunately for the Bulldogs. Sean Middleton calling the play there from the sidelines.
John, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Riverdale girls at halftime lead Columbia 54-6. So 3 points in the first half, 3 in the second for Columbia. They lead 54-6 at halftime.
39-32 here, Shebaville. Smyrna Bulldogs trying to come back. McIntyre goes to Treasure Hunt. Guarded by Martin. Looks for a pick, doesn't get it, now gives it to McIntyre. She drives. She's going to go all the way, but I think she took a step or two, and she did. Turnover for the Lady Bulldogs. Blanchard going to come in for the Bulldogs. Nine turnovers now for Smyrna. And Brooklyn Blanchard coming in. I love these names. Treasure Hunt, Brooklyn Blanchard. Love it.
Got that alliteration going with Brooklyn, right?
Blanchard, make that Smith. To Martin. Oh, almost threw it away. Kelsey Smith comes down with it. Drives, gives it off left side. Between the circles, goes up. Ball taken away by Treasure Hunt. Lob pass over to Martin, to Hunt. Kayla shoots. Bottom. Kayla Hunt with four, and now the lead is only five for Shebeville.
Boy, Kayla got a great arch on that one right there. It took forever to come down, but it barely rippled the twines when it did.
I think it's really important for Smyrna to stay close here in the latter stages of the third quarter. McDonald guns one from outside. Man, she's a player. 22 points for Bree McDonald. Here comes Smyrna. The lead back to seven. Lady Bulldogs need a basket. Passes it out to Kayla Hunt, who's open again, this time short. Rebound Horner, gets it out to McDonald. Looking for some floater, and they get one. That's Shernita Smith. The layup is good. Just kind of waited and waited and waited, and McDonald made the pass. Smith has four. 43-34, lead back up to nine. I think that has been the biggest lead of the night. Shebeville had reached that already once. Hunt drives, gives it inside to Bolton, can't handle it. Two on one, Smith, McDonald. She can't handle it, and the ball goes out of bounds. I think in her haste, she was trying to give it back to Smith. We've got a timeout. We'll take one, too. It's 43-34. Shebeville leads the Lady Bulldogs, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Stay with us.
Have a white Christmas with a flocked Christmas tree from Martin's Home and Garden. They have beautiful fresh-cut or live Christmas trees.
We have a great selection of poinsettias, all different sizes and colors.
That's Lester at Martin's Home and Garden, open weekdays until 7, where you can also pick out the perfect garland and wreaths and Christmas gifts like wind chimes, homemade treats like jam and local honey.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from all of us here at Martin's Home and Garden here on Broad Street, across from Bemis's.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas in Murfreesboro, and Jones Car Wash.
Blanchard drives baseline for Smyrna and misses the shot. Rebound Smith for Shebeville. And now an offensive foul as she just kind of put out that right arm and pushed off.
Foul is on Kelsey.
A break
Smith.
For Smyrna. Her 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. They trail by nine. The Bulldogs.
Player control foul.
We'll bring it up the floor. McIntyre, Kayla, and Treasure Hunt. Bolton, and now Blanchard is in for Smyrna. Pretty small lineup, but very quick. Hunt gets a pick from McIntyre. Over to Blanchard. Gives it over to Kayla Hunt. Smyrna looking maybe for the last shot here. Hunt driving, Treasure puts it up. Running jumper good from about eight.
Wow, I don't know how she got that shot off.
She's a good one-on-one player too, by the way. And a foul called or something good. Going on.
Technical foul on Allison Clark, John. She's not happy about that player control foul that was called a moment ago.
Well, technical foul. Allie Bolton is going to go to the free throw line, central. And this is a big break for Smyrna.
Team foul.
Going to get a shot or two and a chance now to get the ball back. 43-36, Shebeville. Smyrna's Bolton misses
the
shot.
For Smyrna.
She'll get another one. Second one rolls good.
Well, the good thing about a technical foul, if you're the other team, is you get the ball back too. So a chance to really do some damage here, and especially when you're trailing 43-37, you need to take advantage of this trip down.
And be patient, maybe work the clock down to where they can't get the ball back at all. Score and really make this thing interesting. 43-37, Shebable leads by six. 17 seconds on the third quarter clock. And it's moving. Hunt probably going to go down to about 7 seconds. Gets the pick. Rolling off is Bolton. Gives it over in the corner. Blanchard's got to put it up. No good. Rebound McDonald. 1 second. And that's going to end the third quarter with our score. Shebable girls 43, the Smyrna girls 37. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball here on WGNS.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we try to be a unique store, a pro-grade store, but one that also the beginner is going to feel comfortable in. So whether you're a beginning musician looking for those starter lessons, or whether you're a pro player who really needs that pro equipment, that's what we want to be here for you.
Hi, this is Tom. We offer a variety of lessons in guitar, bass, keyboard, and drum set.
This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The latest prep sports information is online at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Check it out and be sure to join us for the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air postgame show coming up next. We'll have all kinds of great features in that program.
And Shebable gets the ball, trying to get it inside to Kelsey Smith, and she is fouled by Smyrna. And she will go to the free throw line. And Allie Bolton commits the foul. 43-37 is our score here as we start the fourth quarter. Still plenty of time. Kelsey Smith at the free throw line for the Golden Eagles. Free throw is good. Kelsey Smith quietly has put up 16 points tonight.
It's the IDST's Between Game Show next, that Prentice Salsa Heating and Air post-game show coming up after both games tonight, where we'll give the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, minus of Murfreesboro, shift change of the game, Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard, stats, and more.
Both free throws are good. The lead is 8 for Shebable. Kayla Hunt brings it across the timeline. Over to Blanchard. Still that same lineup is in. Hunt to McIntyre. Takes a little drive, going to go all the way in. No good, rebound, tipped. Hunt comes away with it. Kayla's got it. Over to Treasure. To Blanchard. They'll slow things down a little bit. 45-37, Golden Eagles. Hunt stops, stutter step, puts it up. Long range, no good. Rebound. McIntyre fighting for it, and I think they're going to have a foul. And they are. And it's all
Martin, her second foul.
McIntyre did a good job of, she was really double-teamed and pulling down that rebound.
For Martin. No one thing, she must have known she got hammered because she was surely frustrated when she came out of there with the ball.
Well, she was just raked over the coals by two players.
Hunt has it. Bolton running a little high-low. Gets it over to Treasure. Trying to set a pick. Treasure doesn't need it. Drives all the way in from the right side. Good. Treasure Hunt with 13. And she quietly is becoming one of the top scorers in this ball game.
Key here, I think, John, is to have a couple of stops and get some baskets on the other side.
Yeah, they need to stop. And Kelsey Smith trying to draw a foul, walks. Big break there. Turnover number 9 for the Golden Eagles.
Well, break that you got to take advantage of. You not only get a break on the defensive side, but you got to take advantage of it offensively. And big trip down here.
McCrary back in. That's a big help for Smyrna, the size-wise. Aaron Reeves in for Shebable. Oh, lob pass, and Horner read it perfectly. The Eagles have it.
I think
McDonald. Excuse me, Brian.
Miranda attempted it before and then thought better of it and then did it again just seconds later, and I think the defender saw that.
McDonald off to Horner, thinks about it, doesn't go. Right side, Kelsey Smith. She'll shoot it. Too strong off the glass. Rebound, picked up Hunt. Smyrna wanting to run a little bit. Hunt driving to the right side, gets over to McIntyre, open for three. No, rebound, pull down McDonald. 5:54 to go in this one, folks, and it's still anybody's game. Shebble leads by six. Over to Reeves, right side. She's got it for the Golden Eagles. McDonald coming off a pick. They don't give it to her. Now running a little time. No, Horner's going to shoot it. This one also too strong. Reeves comes down with a big rebound. 45-39, a six-point Shebville lead with 5:30 to go in the ball game, and they have the ball. Reeves giving it to Smith. Oh, she walked again, I think, and she did. Turnover number 10 for the Eagles.
She's trying to draw the foul down there, and she's just dragging her feet.
They're not biting, are they?
No.
Good defense by Smyrna.
You're kind of tempted to reach in and try to smack at the ball, and Smyrna being very disciplined in that regard.
Hunt gets a pick from Bolton. Little give and go, and the pass was just a little bit awry, and Bolton couldn't come up with it. Well, that would have been an easy two. .45-39, still our score. Smith to Reeves. They're going to try their best to get it down low to Smith. A little real battle going on between Smith and McCrary. McDonald doing a number on McIntyre over there too. Smith kind of jams her way down there. Now leaves it open to McDonald. They're going to call a foul on McIntyre, and she is going to be shooting. And that is unfortunate.
Foul is on McIntyre. Her third foul.
And her Team third foul spread. As well. The lead McDonald is six, and McDonald with a chance for three shots to here at the line. The free throw, good. McDonald, I will say this, she only has 3 points here in the second half after having 20 in the first half. Eyes the second one, good.
Blanchard.
Two for two, chance for the third one. Blanchard coming in and Bolton going to go out. The lead is eight. Now nine.
Well, they are 7 of 8 timeout from the Shebable charity stripe.
And a timeout on the court. We'll take 1-2. 48-39. Shebable leads the Lady Bulldogs. We'll be back.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Music World, Drummer's Den, Midas at Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
McCrary enters the game for Smyrna. 48-39, the Lady Bulldogs trail. With 4:36 to go in the game, Treasure Hunt with a 18-footer that's short and going to be out of bounds to Shebville.
74-16 after three quarters, Riverdale leading Columbia in girls basketball. 74-16, they're scoring about 25 a quarter.
Eagles do a good job of beating that press as Shebville trying to work a little time now. Smith. Long jumper, man, you talk about a
Kelsey
dagger
Smith.
Into your heart. That was one. Kelsey Smith with a big three. She has 20.
Well, now's the time. Smyrna's going to have some help, but now they need some good things to happen offensively.
Hunt drives baseline, puts up a little soft runner. Good.
Maybe a pretty good start to it.
15 for Treasure, and it's a 10-point lead now. Smyrna trails. Need the ball back.
A world of time, but you're right. They do need the ball back quickly.
Got to make a couple of stops. McDonald coming off a screen. Gets another screen, and this time McIntyre runs through the screen. They're going to call a foul on her.
Foul is on McIntyre.
That's her fourth.
Team's six.
We're at the 3:37 mark here in the ball game. 51-41 Shebbyville.
She was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Basically, you're right. Lob into Smith, going to stop, puts it up, too hard, rebound. Treasure Hunt with a great rebound. I don't know how she got that ball. Hunt stops, going to take it herself, shoots, short, rebounds, Shernita Smith. Golden Eagles have it. We're approaching the three-minute mark. McDonald stops, goes back, decides not to shoot, gives it back out, looking for help. And a timeout called by Allison Clark, probably not a bad idea. Central. We'll take one, too. 51-41, Shebbyville on top.
30-second timeout.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and our friends Alton Fan and the folks at Fans Heating and Air.
10-point lead for the Golden Eagles of Shebbyville over Smyrna. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett here with you with the final 2:59 of this one. Boys game to follow. Brian will have all the call on that. McDonald has it, gives it out to Horner. Let's see if I think Allison Clark wanted them to come out and run a little stall here. And Horner gives it over to Smith. I've got a stat to give you in just a minute. There's a layup that's up and good. They kind of let Smith free, and she scores. 22 points. Brian, 22 for Smith, 25 for McDonald. Now add those two up.
25.
Hunt, they're going to call a charge on her, and I don't know. I don't know if they have position, but Treasure gets up. What a battler she is.
You're saying all but 6 points scored by those two players?
Yeah. For Shebbyville, yep, you're right. It's a 12-point lead. So it's McDonald, Kelsey Smith, and the supporting cast. To McDonald, going to gun one for three. No good. Rebound. Well, they blocked out, but they didn't stop Horner, who comes in, sneaks in, and puts in a layup.
Well, that really hurts. I mean, you're going to look back at that and saw they blocked out beautifully, but they didn't get the rebound.
4 points for Horner. Oh, Hunt with a great move. That's Kayla. Misses the shot, however. Hunt, McIntyre gets it stripped. She tries to go up for the rebound. And now walk on Kelsey Smith. Shebbyville doing everything they can to give us a chance. We kind of hit a cold spot shooting-wise. Hunt to Treasure. Hunt.
2 of 8 here in this fourth quarter, and that's been tough for the Lady Bulldogs.
Treasure Hunt, long three. Boy, we'd like to see her to get some gold here, don't you? Hit a few threes. 55-41, and a foul called underneath the basket.
It's going to be on McIntyre too, John. She was over the back on the rebound, and that's going to end her night.
Well, she had a great first half, 14 points. They shut her down in the second half, and she fouls out with 5. Fouls and 14 points on the night.
On
Savannah
McIntyre. Team's 8.
The lead is 14 with a minute 33 to go. Shebbyville at the free throw line. Shernita Smith and coming in the ball game.
Shernita Smith.
Bree Patterson from Smyrna. And the free throw is good. So Smith will get another.
Smyrna girls going to lose their 11th game. here tonight. It does look like, John, as they keep shooting these free throws and extending the lead, they being Shelbyville.
Second free throw is missed. Bolton coming up with it, and Horner's going to pick up a foul over the back. A 15-point Shelbyville lead, and going to the free throw line now will be Smyrna. I think Bolton will be going. Brian, 6-10, but you've been in a lot of these ball games, haven't you? They lost an overtime game just not too long ago here.
Yeah, they're kind of battle tested, and they'll certainly have all they want this Friday when they take on Siegel at Siegel.
Free throws missed. Are we underrating Shelbyville a little? I mean, are we overrating
them? I think so.
I think maybe they're pretty good.
I think they're going to be a contender in the district in 8AAA, I do believe. We know Columbia, who's usually a perennial power, they seem to be down a little bit. Lawrence County is another one to reckon with. Franklin County, we've seen them. Those are the top teams in 8AAA, which we'll face in the region.
And Shelbyville seems to getting better and better as they go. And a foul going to be called. Kelsey Smith going to be at the free throw line. 56-41. Shelbyville leads by 15, and now it's going to be trips to the free throw line here for the Golden Eagles. Boys game to follow. Lonnie Drayton and the Smyrna Bulldogs. And the free throw is missed.
That hasn't happened much tonight for them.
Kevin Thomas and the Golden Eagles will be taking on Lonnie Drayton's Bulldogs. Free throw by Kayla Hunt's no good. Rebound McDonald. Boy, she's pulled down a lot of rebounds tonight. Over to Smith. Back to McDonald. When you've got two offensive weapons like they have, you've got to give them, you know, they're going to be in the hunt.
Well, and we've shot 20% tonight, so.
Smith made a turnover there. Yeah, that didn't help matters, did it?
No, just did not shoot the ball very well in the second half. 48% in the first half and had some threes. No threes in the second half and 20% in the fourth quarter. They just kind of went cold from the field.
Hunt to Hunt. Kayla jumps, shoots. First bank three's good.
Kayla Hunt.
She has seven. And ball knocked away. Still belongs to the Eagles. 14 seconds, 56-44. Lob pass to McDonald. They may just hold it here. McDonald to Smith. And they will. That's going to be your ball game. The final score here. The Shelbyville Golden Eagles defeat the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs by a score of 56-44. And they fall to 6-11 on the year. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the Ideas Tees Between Game Show coming up with you. Brian Barrett and I will have stats. We'll have we'll talk about some things going on future broadcasts.